What I'm going to do on this track is to talk you through carrying out a full treatment, which lasts for approximately an hour. The recipient is lying on the treatment table and you are standing by the side. We start with your simple introductory ritual, so you can bring your hands into the prayer position and close your eyes, take a few long deep breaths, and affirm that the treatment is dedicated to the recipient's highest good. Imagine the energy is coming down to you from above and building in your Tan Den. Feel yourself merging with the energy and merging with the recipient. And when you are ready, we can move on. Before we start the hands-on treatment, there are a couple of things I want you to do. First, you will feel the person's energy field, and then you will try some scanning. These practices are not essential, and you can treat someone happily without doing them, but they help to get the energy flowing, they help you to focus your attention on the recipient, they help to build up the sensitivity in your hands, and they can give you some useful information about the best places to treat. So, to feel the energy field, raise your hands to about eye level, palms down, and allow your hands to drift forwards and downwards, slowly bouncing our hands down until we have the impression that our hands are resting on the person's energy field. Just bounce your hands, rest your hands on the layer of energy to make sure that you've definitely felt it, and then move on to feel the energy field over an adjacent part of the body. Is the energy field the same distance away, all along the length of the body, or are there some areas where it is closer? The areas where the energy field is closer to the body are depleted to an extent, and you'll probably end up spending a bit more time working on those areas during the treatment. Now, not everyone can feel the energy field, and that's not a problem because many people within the world of Reiki aren't taught to do this, and you can carry out treatments quite happily and quite effectively without going through this stage, but it's nice to do if you can do it. As you feel the energy field, you'll probably notice that the energy is flowing into some areas more strongly than others. And looking for areas where the energy is flowing more intensely is called scanning. It is a bit arbitrary to split what you do into feeling the energy field and scanning, because doing one will automatically drift into the other. But if you're going to do scanning as a separate practice, you'll find it easier to do with one hand. You don't have to find and rest your hand on the layer of energy. You just hover your hand at a comfortable distance from the body and slowly drift your hand from one area to another, focusing your attention on any sensations you might have in your palm or your fingers. Move your hands across the body, looking for any areas where you feel more energy coming through. And this might show itself as increased heat or more tingling, buzzing or fizzing, a feeling of magnetic attraction or repulsion, throbbing, pulsing, heaviness. There are lots of different things that you could potentially feel. Don't worry too much if you don't feel so much when you first try scanning. Your sensitivity to the energy develops over time with practice, and what you're feeling in the early stages of your Reiki practice is not representative of what you'll feel later on. Also, don't expect to feel something on every person you scan. On some people, there simply isn't very much to feel, no matter who tries to scan them. But if you do find an area where there seems to be more going on, drift your hand away and then drift it back again to see if the sensation repeats. Try coming towards that area from different directions so that you can work out whether it's only a small spot or a larger area that is drawing more Reiki. You can compare symmetrical parts of the body if you like. Hover one hand motionless for a little while over one knee. Notice what you are feeling there. And then move your hand across to the other knee. Hover your hand there for a while and see whether the sensations got stronger or weaker. You can do this with ankles and hips, and quite often you can work out which knee is causing the person more of a problem based on what you're feeling in your hands. So, people scan the body at the beginning of a treatment to get the lie of the land, so that they know where they're going to be spending more time during a treatment. and some people will also scan at the end of the session to see what effect the treatment has had on the amount of energy that's being drawn by different parts of the body. Scanning can help you work out what hand positions you're going to be using. So if you find an area of the body that's drawing lots of energy and it's not covered by one of the standard hand positions, then when you get to that part of the body during the treatment, make sure you rest your hand on the area that was drawing lots of energy. So scanning can suggest alternative or additional hand positions. And that prompts me to say that, although to begin with you'll be using a set of standard hand positions, these are just guidelines, some basic instructions for you to follow to help you to become confident with your treatments. With practice, you'll start to move beyond these standard positions and gear your treatment more towards the individual energy needs of the person you're working on. Scanning can suggest alternative hand positions, and with time you'll become more intuitive too. On your second degree course, you'll learn a specific technique where you can deliberately make yourself open to intuition so that the energy guides your hands to the right places to treat. But it's nice to have some instructions to begin with, so I suggest that you carry out your first few treatments using the standard hand positions that you'll find in your manual.